Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to another player profile and projection. Today we are doing a polarizing figure in Yankees Nation. A lot of people love him. I think most people love him. I think I'm on the whatever. Let's get into it. We're doing Clint Frazier, El Rojo, Red Thunder, Ginger Freak, whatever you want to call him. All those nicknames kind of suck, if you ask me. Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier, Jake. I am hesitant even going into this because I think Clint Frazier may be the most fragile player to put on Yankees uniform since, I don't know.
Clint makes it tough to defend him sometimes. Here's my thing, this is more so about myself. I found if something goes too far in the deep end on something, even if I'm on that side, I start going against it because – so I get it. The whole world loved Clint. The whole world loved Clint. He came in, he hit the walk-off, and you and me were like, I don't know. He seems a little jittery. He's kind of weird. Whatever. It doesn't really fit. Then he stopped hitting. Everyone kind of went the other way on Clint, let him go. Then this offseason, everyone was like, oh, trade him for this, trade him for that, trade him. And then it was kind of funny because the value – Yankees fans started kind of showing their true colors on Clint because they were like, Garrett Cole, cool, yeah, bring him in. And then like lesser trades, they were still like, okay, yeah, throw in Clint. We don't care. He's bonus right now. So when that kind of happened, I started flipping back to Team Clint because he is extremely talented. You can see the talent. He was the fifth pick overall in the draft. The guy's 23 years old. He's already hit a walk-off at Yankee Stadium. And he's got talent and advanced talent that you like to see. The bat speed, everyone talked about that.
Legendary bat speed.
Legendary. So
that's almost becoming like an internet meme. Like as soon as someone says Clint Frazier, like if you see someone from Alabama, then you say Roll Tide. If Clint Frazier video or picture comes up on Twitter or the internet, there will be a couple comments right away that just says legendary bat speed.
Right. And it's right now, it's obviously still kind of comical. Clint Frazier could shit on all of us in 3 years and be an all-star baseball player. So
I do. Yeah. Yep.
There's a chance. And actually like a high chance. This dude was a big time prospect who's already showed a lot of skill. So I guess that's my preface coming into that where at the end of the day, I'm telling myself I need to defend him slightly because I feel like Yankees Nation is fully like full 360 on him. You're in a tough spot with Clint right now.
Yankees Nation loves him.
I don't think so anymore, man.
No, I think I think majority are high on him. Here's my issue with him. He might be the lamest dude that wears pinstripes.
He doesn't feel like He doesn't feel like a Yankee.
All right, so let me just get this all out because people are going to hate me. Clint Frazier, and it sucks. I hope you don't interview him and meet him when we're at spring training. He's just really lame, man. He's like...
From what we know, how about we preface it with that?
Well, from how he projects himself on social media is super lame. I don't know if he's like that in real life. I hope he's not. I think he would dab unironically. Like, I think he would hit a home run and then just dab around the bases, not as a joke, thinking he's like a Jake Pauler and it's actually cool. I think he's really immature and lame. I got his Twitter pulled up. This is some of the shit he tweeted all winter. Hold every memory as you go. Just tweeting cryptic shit like your aunt who throws stuff out there, and then you're like, whoa, what's going on? He's like, oh, I can't get into it. It's like, well, that was pretty cryptic. What do you mean by that? Dude, it's my personal life. I can't get into it. It's like, okay, well, you just threw it out. You put it on the internet.
Terrible millennial.
Then he tweets shit like, hit a couple cage bombs tonight, LOL. It's like, dude, you're a pro baseball player. It's like, weird. We know you're good at baseball. You don't have to keep telling us you're good at baseball. Post videos of himself hitting and showing this machine, counting how far his ball hit. Like, A, Clint, that technology is probably so wrong. And B, we know you're good at baseball.
Right.
Stop posting these things telling us how good you are. Some guy said something negative. He was like, you must have not have seen my debut. You hit a home run in your debut? Clint, shut up.
There's some sort of complex where he feels he has to prove himself. With the Twitter stuff, with the comments on his girlfriend's page saying how in love they are and stuff and how hot she is. Like, dude.
Yo, okay.
Relax.
So his girlfriend's Instagram, this is the shit. She posts a picture of them. Clint Frazier comments, can you get any more hot? His girlfriend. And then she posts a picture.
Maybe it was sincere. Maybe it was like very genuine.
please get hotter, babe. Then he posts his girlfriend posts a picture of her doing track. And she says, love and hate relationship, you know, with working out and track. And he commented, only love with us, though. Dude.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's like middle school.
He's just corny, man. He's just lame as hell. We asked him his favorite smells, and he said, two seamers, four seamers, change up, curveballs, and whatever, knucklers. Like, shut up, Clint. We know you're a baseball player. We know you're very, very skilled at baseball. I'm excited for your skills on the field, but your social media is terrible. And all the 14-year-olds are out there like, dude, he's such a savage.
Last thing before we turn back to actual baseball. What would have been like your ideal answers from Clint there if he was like CeCe Sabathia after he ate like a bucket of chicken?
That would have been funny, or just like some smells, or don't answer it. I don't know, right, man. Keep fresh cut grass, baseball leather. Even that would have been better.
So yeah, I'm like sincere answers obviously would have been fine. Like if it was like, oh, I really like a good smelling, you know, vanilla candle. Like we've been okay, cool, good smell you like. But like from like a silliness, from what Clint wants to be like personality wise is like a fun, cool dude. What would have been actual good answers? Like, I think, like I said, like CeCe just down in chicken, whatever smell that would be. Like, I think that would be an answer. We'd be like, yeah, that's something we could get into.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of ways you can go, but don't just name pitches because once again, just remind us, oh, you love baseball and you're good at hitting baseballs. We know, man. We know. He's, I don't know. He's just, I think he's going to mature and realize how stupid and weird he was. And I think all the Yankees have to be like, dude, Clint, shut up. And I know that the Yankees management and Cashman, like I know people have told me that they've been like, Clint, just shut up.
Yeah.
He's a headache. He just, why do you need to project yourself? He keeps tweeting and responding to @Yankees and the Yes Network about how he's going to be in the lineup this year. And like, he's like, that the Yankees said, sound of the crack of the bat sounds so good. And he's like, yeah, it's going to sound better in Yankee Stadium. And now we'll turn it to real life. Cause I mean, I don't see him starting in AAA. He's not going to win over Brett Gardner's job. Someone said that to me on Twitter. He'll probably have a better spring than Gardner. I was like, you think Gardner's getting judged on his spring training? You think Clint could go 500 and Gardner could go 200 and Gardner's going to be the everyday starting left fielder. Agree or disagree on that?
Agree.
Okay.
This is going to be a loaded question. What's your best case scenario for Clint Frazier on the Yankees this season?
Okay. So again, everyone says a guy needs to come up. He needs to play every day. I remember about a decade and a little over a decade ago, two kids came up named Melky Cabrera and Brett Gardner who split time. They both have good MLB careers They've been in the league a decade now as starters and played. So I don't really buy in to that you need to play. Like if Clint comes up, he needs every day at bats. Why? There's been so many players that didn't do that and are good. So if he comes up as our fourth outfielder, say Hicks gets hurt, Gardner gets hurt. There's one injury going to happen. One of those guys will miss time.
Is he the first guy up from AAA if Ellsbury, Hicks, Gardner, Judge, Stan gets hurt?
He better be. He 100%. Okay, he better be. Like, I want him up. As soon as one of them gets hurt, I want him up. He plays really well. we best case scenario. Okay, you ready? The best case scenario is when one of those injuries happens, Clint comes up. He's not full time, but he's getting good amount of starts. He thrives. He does much better than we saw last year. He's a little less panicked, a little more calm, a little more mature in the field. He does so good. The Yankees buy out Ellsbury, figure out a midseason trade where a team is dying for an everyday center fielder. Ellsbury goes. Clint becomes the new fourth outfielder on the team, rotates, gives Gardner's rest, becomes a big part of our outfield, and does really well. And then next year, Gardner leaves. We don't pick up his option. Clint takes over left field. That's my best case scenario.
That was really nice.
Little sprinkles on top. He deletes his Twitter or changes his entire online personality and isn't some lame 14-year-old.
Okay. Yeah, that would be ideal season for you. How many at-bats, if that plan happened, how many at-bats would you want to see him have? And then I'll get into his projections a little bit and go from there.
How long was he up last year, and how many at-bats did he have last year?
Last year, he had 39 games. He had 142 plate appearances, 134 at-bats.
So I don't know how it works out because you need an injury, and I'd rather maybe Ellsbury gets in a game and gets injured, and then that's best case. Because, you know, I'd rather a healthy Gardner, a healthy Stanton, Judge, and Hicks. I'd rather those four dudes stay healthy the whole season or right. have a blip of an injury.
And then you could maybe bench Gardner against a tough lefty, something like that.
Yeah. So I still don't know. Like, if I say I want Clint to have a lot of at-bats, that's also saying I want one of those four dudes to struggle or have an injury, and I'm rooting for those guys to be healthy and good more than I'm rooting for Clint to find a way into the line. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. So,
I don't know.
Baseball Reference has him projected to have 271 plate appearances, so almost double. So yeah. Double the Clint from last year. 9 home runs, 33 RBIs, 15 doubles, which is a lot. So they're giving him credit for his kind of pop and hustle.
No, his hustle. He's gonna turn a lot of singles to doubles.
252 batting average, 311 OBP. Would you be happy with that season out of Clint?
250 and 311?
Yes.
Not really, man. That's kind of more of the same.
Well, he's supposed to be a power guy.
Yeah. If he comes up and gets a lot of time, I'd rather higher on base percentage and a little higher.
Okay.
How many home runs did they have?
So you have higher expectations. They have 9 home runs.
Yeah, I'd rather. I mean, I'd rather be a doubles hitter, get on base, mayhem on the base path. I mean, he's got the speed and the jitters on the base path. So get on base more. So, I mean, I wouldn't be unhappy. If he's going to be our starting left fielder in 2019, I'd like more than that out of him in that limited time in 2018.
It does get tricky with the at-bats and what you're talking about there. That actually is with the 15 doubles, 9 home runs. They have 3 triples, not that that matters. But they have him showing the extra base power, which would be big. And more importantly there, they have him taking some walks, which – I don't want to get too money ball on the whole thing, but he showed very little plate discipline to me. Even when he was raking, I was just kind of like, his at-bats where he's getting out were just hideous.
I mean, all his home runs came at the very beginning. He only had like 4 or so, but they came in his 4. First stint when teams didn't really have a plan. And then when he came back and teams had footage on him, he did very poorly, so he still needs to make an adjustment. The league adjusted to him, and he didn't make his adjustment. And it's early. It's very early. I mean, I'm not saying that what we saw out of him on the field is what we're getting. He can be so much better than that. I have no problem with Clint's skills on the field.
And you know what? He's coming in. He's changing his stance a little bit. He's got his back leg down from what we've seen on the Twitter videos or whatever.
Yeah, so. I saw like Trout and a Harper don't keep their foot down, and it's another style of hitting, which is fine, but their feet don't go like out of control like his were.
Yeah, Clint was more noticeable than everyone. So we'll see how that develops. And hey, maybe you could spin that to him on the AAA thing, iron that out a little bit. When your time comes, be ready. And I don't know. It really is tough, man, because to root for Clint, you almost are rooting for other bad things to happen, like you said.
That's the rub, as they say.
what I want to see from Clint Frazier this year is when he plays defense, he looks under control.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
When he's at the plate, he looks a little more under control. Just, again, his at-bats when he started getting out were like when everyone was getting on Gary and Judge for swinging at away sliders, those looked like an average Clint Frazier swing for a little bit there.
Yep. But he's super young, and that can change.
Yeah.
My dad, when he would coach us in basketball or baseball when I was like 5 years old, right? A bunch of five-year-olds, and he needed to get the energy up. He'd go stand behind us and like twist a imaginary fake knob on our back. Like, all right, your energy's to 10 now, you know, and we're like 5 years old and we're like, okay. And we start like running around and shit.
Anti that.
Clint would have been like, okay, Clint, yours is down to 7.
Yeah.
We're going to calm you down. We're going to calm you down in a little bit. Just take it things more in stride.
All right. How about this?
For last sentence, because we're running out of time.
Gun to your head.
Too many guns to my head.
Clint Frazier, 10 home runs this year. Yes or no? Gun to your head.
Yes. My first instinct was yes, and then I tried to fight it a little bit because I thought, no, I think it's more likely that it's no. But gun to my head is all about gut instinct, and gut instinct said more than 10. I'm an optimist, even though his online personality is the most lame player I've ever had to root for. I'm an optimist. I think he's skill-wise is really good. More than 10. Gun to my head, my gut said more. I don't really like it, but it did.
My gut's there too. Mine's only there from the perspective of when we look back at the season and they do one of those things like, 9 Yankees hit 10 home runs or more this year. So I just think he's going to do it for that.
Just for that reason. Great. All right. Well, that's what we got on Clint. I don't know. A lot of people like him, so maybe me trashing him a little bit was bad. I know that he searches his name on Twitter all the time and listens and finds out everything everyone's saying about him. So, Clint, if you're listening,
I'm not really sorry.
I think we
want to like you, Clint. Reach out.
Yeah. You just make Let's it tough sometimes it. With your lame-ass shit on Twitter. So cut that out, Clint. And Grandma, now you know what Clint's all about on Twitter. I'm sure you were desperate to know that information. Thank you for listening. Rate, review, subscribe. 6 stars. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Hey everybody, it's Talkin' Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.